Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, we'll come to Dublin's win over Limerick in just a moment with Marty Morrissey. But first, there has been real shock with the announcement that Damien Duff is quitting as manager of Shelburne. He has opted to move on despite Shells being due to play a Champions League qualifier with Linfield next month. And since he took over Talca Park, the Reds have been on the rise. They reached the FA Cup final in 2022. Daniel MacDonald is football correspondent with the Irish Independent and has been writing about this very dramatic weekend at Shelburne, and he joins me now. Daniel, you're welcome to the programme. You published this sort of blow-by-blow account of how all this unfolded over the weekend. It sounds like it was a quite extraordinary time at Shells. Take us through it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Shelburne lost on Friday night against Derry City, Clare, and they have a game in Waterford this evening. So, you know, these Friday, Monday weekends, it's sort of a familiar routine for the players. There's no rest. You know, you have a bit of a recovery on Saturday. Damien Duff was part of, I think, normal conversations on Saturday. And then, yeah, yesterday morning, Sunday, they have a 10:15 meeting, you know, a sort of a sit-down analysis meeting. And I think, obviously, the first sign that something strange was happening was when that didn't happen. You know, Damien Duff hadn't turned up for that. He'd rang the club's co-owner, Neil Doyle, a bit earlier to say he was leaving. I think there was then attempts at the training ground involving the co-owner, Neil Doyle, and some staff to see could he change his mind. But he wasn't for changing his mind, and the players were sort of on the training pitch wondering what was going on. Mm-hmm. And then they were approached by Duff and staff to say this was the end.
So Damien was there. He was in the office building or whatever, having these conversations, and the squad were out on the pitch training.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, no, he was in the building. He would have been there with his assistant and the sporting director and one of the owners. And I think there was four of them. And then, yeah, the four of them would have gone across to speak to the players and deliver the news. I think they'd probably send something was up when they saw him. I don't think he was in his training gear. You know, it wouldn't be like him to be sort of not punctual for this is the day before a game, you know. So this is highly unusual. So it clearly wasn't a normal day.
So what have you been able to find out about what happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was at their game on Friday night, and I think Damien Duff spoke after that game. And while, look, he can be very open and forthright in the press, he really, really eviscerated the players on Friday in a sort of a way that surprised people. And he was very down, very sort of frustrated and flat. And I think he was speaking to people after. But what I would say is that, look, Damien Duff is someone, and people will be familiar with probably his personality now. He probably operates on the edge a little bit. And there have been times across the 3.5 years where people have wondered, God, is he in danger of like just a burnout here or being tired? And he might be angry one night, and then the next day he comes back and he's full of energy and that's it. But clearly on Saturday afternoon and evening, and look, Damien Duff will have to come out and speak about this part in time. What was the process in his mind? But I don't think he was having big decisions with, say, people within football. Maybe he was, but I'm not sure who they would be. Because a lot of people, I think, close to him were completely shocked by this on Sunday morning as well. He's just decided he's reached the end. I think the message he gave to the players was, I think I've taken you as far as I can.
He just seemed very frustrated, like he was carrying a lot of the load. And he spoke as well, didn't he, about living like he was playing. So putting all of that pressure on himself in the lead up to games, and he just couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah, no, I think he has spoken before about the toll that it takes. You know, you need to speak to people about it. I think, look, he's been a fantastic presence for the league, extraordinary. But I suppose, yeah, you have to look at it sometimes as well and think he's making a hell of a lot of headlines. I think he spoke before that his wife would sort of be waking up in the morning and saying, what have you said last night? And then he had this real intense 24/7 dedication to the job. His point on Friday was he didn't think some of his players had that. And sometimes, you know, managers who live with that sort of level of intensity, they do get fatigued, and clearly he just reached a point of frustration where he just decided he couldn't do it anymore to himself.
And just looking at the statement that came from the club afterwards, I mean, they're so warm about his contribution and what he's done. You mentioned Neil Doyle, who he explained to us Damien was in touch with about his decision yesterday. He said there are no words that do justice to Damien's accomplishments at Shelburne and what he's done both for the club and the League of Ireland. We look back with immense pride on his time here. As a club, we move forward with confidence, knowing that the foundations we have jointly built will underpin our continued success. Thank you, Damien, for everything. So no sign of bad feeling there, would you agree?
Oh yeah, no, I think it was highly emotional yesterday between some of the people that, you know, you mentioned there, and there's like a genuine warmth, and I mean, you have to, like, the Duff time, I mean, in 2023, Shelburne were taken over by Turkish owners. It didn't go particularly well. There was some tensions, and effectively, the club, the Irish minority owners, came back together to take the club over again because they thought Duff might leave. Like, you have a situation where a club changes owners to keep a manager.
Yeah.
That sort of shows, like, everyone at Shelburne knows that he is the centre of what they do. He's their main selling point. The club's had a massive rebirth. They won the league last year. But they possibly always knew that an element of it was reliant on keeping Damien Duff there. He's brought them so far that they couldn't have ill will. There might be some frustration with the timing of the exit for sure, but, you know, he wasn't doing this for the money. Like, it's not as if it's just a very atypical story, this. And as a result, I don't think there's going to be a fallout between personalities like there might have been if someone else left abruptly in those mm-hmm. circumstances.
And there's no sense that he wasn't getting the support in Shelburne that he needed. I didn't get that sense from what he was saying, but I suppose when you look at his statement or what he has said in the past about, you know, and you were telling us about the burnout, about the frustration levels of, you know, having to lead it all himself and feeling all of that pressure, that says more about him, does it, than about the club?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, there's no doubt that, I mean, I think Shelburne were looking to maybe bring in some players in this window and you know, but yeah, I think the club is, like, he brought the club further in a shorter space of time than people thought possible. Like, he won the league last year with a fourth or fifth biggest budget. That's quite unusual. So, and in a way, I think he got frustrated then that they couldn't maintain that this year, when maybe last year was just a fairy tale story. And no, I think the support was there. But even, like, on Friday, he just seemed like his message was, well, if I have to bring in new players now, isn't that damning of me that I can't get anything more out of these players? That was generally the tone of what he was mm-hmm. saying. But I don't think that angle is ever going to come out from Damien Duff now. I'd be shocked if he ever said anything.
And is he going anywhere else, have you heard?
I don't think there's anything planned, no. I think there is sort of an impulsive nature to Damien Duff, and there has been at times in his career, but I don't think he's going to pop up somewhere in the next couple of days, and this was all part of the plan. What he does next is very interesting, because he'd spoken about wanting to stay in Ireland. He wants to see his kids grow up here. He wanted to stay with Shelburne. He couldn't see himself managing anyone else here. He said a lot of things that would be thrown back at him if he popped up somewhere else in a short space of time. But I think he's often, like, operated impulsively off his own feelings. And who knows, something may come up in the next period of time that appeals to him, and he's back in some shape or form. But certainly, I don't believe there's anything lined up that's going to emerge in the next mm-hmm. couple of days or weeks. It's not one of those scenarios.
But he would be wanted elsewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, this time last year, people were advocating that he should be the next Ireland manager, for example.
Yeah.
You know? And he kind of wondered, how does this affect that? You know, the fact he's left suddenly, that's all part of the debate and the discussion. But I have no doubt there will be owners of clubs who will look at what Damien Duff has brought to their club. And and will think that he could bring that to their club. He'll have no shortage of offers from all sorts of fields. But I don't know what he's going to do next. I'm not sure, to be honest, he necessarily knows what he might do next.
I'm sure you've spoken to the players since all this happened. They must be gutted, are they?
Yeah, they are. Now, look, I think on Friday, it was the first game I was at where definitely you could sense that even some of the players were, like, he was very animated on the sideline and unhappy. And, I mean, sometimes things can go stale. That can happen. But, yeah, I mean, the captain, Mark Coyle, Like in the meeting on the pitch yesterday, I think he gave like an impromptu speech where he basically said that Duff had changed their lives, and like that would be true. Like the team he won the league with, like Mark Coyle was only a part-time footballer in Donegal when Damien Duff took over. He convinced them to give up his job, move to Dublin, be a full-time professional. He's won the league now. So a lot of those players feel like they owe a lot to Damien Duff. And while I'm sure there are times in recent weeks when he's hammering them, like any job, if someone's coming down hard on you a lot, you can get frustrated with them. I still think there would be a strong depth of feeling there that they were, without being too schmaltzy about it, like they were on a journey together, you know. So I think there will be good feeling.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. Thanks so much, Daniel, for bringing us the story of, as far as we know it anyway, Damien Duff's announcement that he is no longer manager of Shells. That's Daniel McDonald there, football correspondent with the Irish Independent.